To prove it, to show that the old regime had passed, that a new glamour had arrived, Richard put on a show-stopping coronation. As if in a reverie of Camelot, he had himself dripping in gold, golden sword, golden spurs, a golden canopy over his head. To celebrate the new reign, the Jews of London presented Richard with a special gift, a gesture that was immediately interpreted by the populace as a sinister plot, and which triggered a general massacre. Richard of Devizes, in his chronicle, was the first to use the word holocaustum to describe the mass murder of England's Jews. To his credit, King Richard made strong efforts to forbid this first wave of pogroms. The problem was that he was never around to enforce things. It was an irony, really. The king, whose statue stands outside Parliament and who's therefore supposed to personify some sort of elemental Englishness, spent less time in his country than any other monarch. The three lions on his coat of arms were Plantagenet lions. The cross of St. George stood for Aquitaine, not England.